Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side. You know how your girl does. Ooh, ooh. I'm here solo. It's the, I guess, the end of the first half of our third season. As you guys know, I always take a little hiatus for my birthday month. So, for the month of May, we will not be around, so this will be your last April episode, and you'll see us after May, probably in June sometime. We're still recording, we still got great things going on, we just had to, you know, do what we do. Okay, so this one was a Q&A, so it made sense. I asked on all the different social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for you guys to ask questions. Whatever. It did not have to be food related. You guys did a lot of food related questions, which is awesome. And I'll answer them, or I'll make up an answer. Basically what I do when I'm teaching. Whatever. And we'll go from there. If it's, I'm not going to say people's, like, full handles unless it's a brand. Like, if it's a podcast or whatever, whatever. Otherwise, I'm just going to say part of their handle so you know that I'm talking about you particularly, okay? Because I just, you know, people, I don't want to put people's business out there if they didn't want everything to be there, okay? So, the first Q&A question is from Alex from Facebook. Alexander. I'm just going to say Alex because I like the name Alex. It's a cute name. He asked the question, pancakes or waffles? We did an episode way back when on pancakes versus waffles versus French toast versus crepes. Was crepes in there? Maybe. Maybe not. So pancakes or waffles? If I have my choice, it's always going to be French toast. But as that is not an option, it's pancakes or waffles. I am going to pick, oh, that's so hard. I'm gonna say pancakes. I love waffles. I do. Especially like a nice fluffy waffle. And it's amazing. And I just actually had one down at the Metro Diner if you listen to that episode. And that waffle was amazing. My grandfather loved waffles. So the waffles always remind me of him. But pancakes, just because I love, in particular, pecan pancakes. Pecan pancakes are amazing when you get them done. Not everybody offers them, obviously. And I used to love getting them at a Cracker Barrel. They had the pecan pancakes. And I would tear those things up. And so if there's a place that has pecan pancakes, I'm going in on the pecan pancakes. Or for my southern pecan pancakes, if you will. So that's just my choice. Let me know what you guys decide. Another ask me. This question doesn't make sense. And it's from Jay from the Mind of Jay. Go over there, check out his website or his YouTube. Peach cobbler or Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, Florida. I don't see the connection between Busch Gardens in Tampa and peach cobbler. So I love my grandma's peach cobbler. If we're lucky, we get it once a year at our family reunion. And we tear it up. But then Busch Gardens Tampa is the better Busch Gardens out of that one or the one in Virginia. I'm gonna pick peach cobbler. I don't know. That's a weird question, Jay. I'm gonna need you to really expand upon that. I think what's so great about Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay is that it, in Tampa, is that it has it's like half zoo, half amusement park. So it's like combining like two great things. Like I love amusement parks. I love roller coasters. I love all of that. And I also love the zoo. Like I love animals. I love seeing all of that and just kind of being in that atmosphere. So it combined two great things. I was like, wow. Now, you know, Colonial Virginia Busch Gardens, that's cute. And it has, you know, great history. But The zoo wins over Busch Gardens. But if I'm picking Busch Gardens or Peach Cobbler, I'm going to pick Peach Cobbler because that's amazing. Especially if you add a little bit of liquor in the peaches, which I don't understand anybody who wouldn't. I guess if you're serving it to kids, maybe not. But, obviously the easiest thing is go for is peach schnapps, but some amaretta, some Grand Marnier, just some like a nice liqueur to add to the peaches as you're cooking them. So they will be amazing in a peach cobbler. Now I want peach cobbler. That sucks. Jay, you suck. You make me want peach cobbler. Another question from Jay from the mind of Jay. Preference in the world of barbecue sauce. Also, charcoal or electric, what are you a fan of in terms of grilling? So, in terms of the sauce, I prefer like that Kansas City sweet and tangy type of sauce. The sweet and tangy sauce. That's my type of sauce. I prefer sauce overall versus a dry rub. I know that wasn't the question. Sauce versus dry rub. Sauce wins all day. I want my fingers to be sticky and covered and I'm licking them and just going in on the ribs. So I prefer a sweet sauce. I don't have a particular brand. I just look for that sweet one. And if it has Kansas City, I will take the Kansas City. Okay. So, my dad always I grew up with my dad doctoring up the sauce whenever he would make ribs. So, in my opinion, it's always pick whatever sauce you want, sweet baby Ray's, whatever. And then that should be your base sauce. And then you're adding to it. You're putting ketchup in it. You're adding whatever. You're just grabbing out the cabinets and out of the fridge. Some molasses, because I grew up with molasses, yes. And you just doctor it up, brown sugar, this, that, all kinds of things. You're just throwing it in the pot, and then you're cooking it on the stove, and then now you're tasting it all along, and therefore you're going, and therefore that should be your barbecue sauce. So you should not be buying a sauce off the shelf and putting it on your food. You should be doctoring it up and making it your own. And if you do it enough times, then it kind of becomes like a family recipe, which I always support a family recipe to pass down. Next question is from Lady. I'm not going to say your whole Instagram name, but you asked the question, do you reside in North, Central, or Southern Jersey? And in your opinion, which part of Jersey has the better food choices or more foodie friendly? Okay, so I live in North Jersey. There's no such thing as Central Jersey. So I live in North Jersey. I was born and raised in South Jersey. I came up to North Jersey for grad school to get my master's. So now that I've lived in both sections, North and South, because there's no such thing as Central, yet again, my opinion, New Jersey has the better food choices? So, I'm going to say more foodie friendly would be North Jersey, just because you have more diversity. So there's so many different types of food out there that is readily available. So when I go, I said this before, when I go on my Postmates or Uber Eats or whatever, I'm going Brazilian, Colombian, then you can do, then you have some, Nigerian food. Then if I don't want that, then I can do classic Italian food. If I don't want that, then I just do simple American cuisine. If I don't want that, then you have you know, various, you know, Japanese food, obviously Chinese food. Then you have, like, there's so many options. I could do Thai, you know, there's so many options in this area of North Jersey. So, I mean, and I'm closer to New York City, North Jersey, okay? So, keep that in mind. So, not all of North Jersey, just sections of North Jersey. South Jersey, I think, has the better hoagies, cheesesteaks, pizzeria, like that Italian, like all of that type of food. So I would say North Jersey has the more diverse food. South Jersey has like those good quality home, stick to your ribs type of food. So there you go. But obviously I would never buy cheesesteak in North Jersey. Period. No. Don't do it. You'll get your feelings hurt. The hoagies are just kind of okay. I'm going to take a hoagie from South Jersey anyway. We had a question from our friend Matt. Matt's just being bitter. But why don't we have him on the cast? I told him Matt's been acting brand new. But listen, Matt, we're going to link up. My summer will be more free. It's hard. You work, I work, life. What do you want? And then, you know, we'll make it work, okay? Chill. Let's see. What's another question? Vinny! Vinny from the Other People's Business podcast. He is one of the co-hosts. You always hear Kate. I'm actually going to meet up with Kate soon to actually record another episode for this, for the Batgirl Chronicles. So Vinny's question is, what's your favorite movie where food is a central theme? You know, maybe about a chef or restaurant, etc. And as a follow-up question, favorite movie in general? Okay, so Vinny has to ask the hard-hitting questions, right? Okay, Vinny, thanks. Good looking out. Favorite movie where food is a central theme? I don't know if there isn't one. If there is one, excuse me. I don't know. Can I count the Queen Latifah Last Holiday? Right? Can I count that one? Because she, like, cares about cooking and doing all that. Oh, where was that? This is horrible. this movie. Oh my god. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous. It's horrible. It's so cheesy that nobody should ever admit to watching this movie. It's stars Sarah Michelle Gellar. And I'm going to Google it real quick. Simply Irresistible. That is the movie. I was like, what is a movie that it came out in 1999. A magical crab works wonders for a terrible chef's culinary skills, leading her towards the man of her dreams. It is an absolutely foolish, stupid, cheesy movie that it has a 5.3 rating out of 10. It is horrible. It's a 27 on the critic score. It's all, like, it's ridiculous, this movie. But it was so cute. And, like, the emotions would be cooked into the food. And so I think that would actually be my favorite movie with food as a central theme. I don't think there's anything else, really. Because I don't really watch a lot of those type of movies, so it had to be something that I watched, like, way back when. Everything else now is, like, horror, comedy, or, well, not even really comedy all that often, just superhero, supernatural type of stuff now. So, okay, as a follow-up, favorite movie in general. Now, that's a hard one. Favorite movie in general. I'm going to say, I can't pick one. My top three. Five Heartbeats. I love that movie. That is my movie. I can't wait for it to come on Broadway. Lean on Me. Because, again, another movie that's my favorite that I quote from. And Clueless. With Empire Records as a backup. But Clueless. So, like, I'll count Empire Records, too. So, those four movies. Now, the reason why I grew up watching them, obviously. But also, in college, in undergrad, I was a psych major. I am a psych major. Whatever. So, I would have to turn out 20-page papers left and right from class to class to class. You just got to turn out APA-style 20-page papers constantly. You're just writing, writing, writing. So, you needed to focus. So, the best way for me to focus was to put on these movies. Five Heartbeats, Clueless, Empire Records, and, wow, I'm so old, and Lean on Me. And I will put these on because I knew them by heart, word for word. At one point in time, I could just uber focus on, it was kind of like white noise. I could uber focus on writing my papers. And every once in a while, I would be like, I just can't. And I would just watch a little bit of the movie, quote some stuff, and then I will continue on. So those will be my favorite movies. I don't have just one. But then I guess I'll throw in now. I'll throw in The Day After Tomorrow. Because I can't stop watching that. Jake Gyllenhaal. This is just an awesome movie. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. But if it's on, I'm watching it. It's so weird. So weird. It makes no sense. I don't know. Has anybody else watched that movie a lot? Alright. Okay, so the last little bit of questions from the Eclectic Chic Boutique. Check them out on Instagram. What is the most exotic food you have eaten? Exotic? Alligator sausage? Maybe? I had that down in New Orleans. I guess that's the most exotic, because other than that, nothing really. I haven't eaten anything too wild. So I'm gonna go with alligator sausage, which I have to admit was pretty good. You could tell that it wasn't, no, buffalo frog legs. But frog legs, I think, are pretty normal, right? But so buffalo frog legs, I had that in Las Vegas, in the Cosmopolitan buffet. And then I had, they were actually good, but you could tell that was not chicken. And then the alligator sausage from New Orleans. Again, you could tell that was not a regular meat at all. I've had rabbit before, but I think that's pretty normal stuff. Yeah. Let's see. And then we have Organic Dope. Check them out. They have a podcast. They ask the Buster questions. So I'm going to run down their 4 or 5 questions. I think that would be it for all the questions. Right? Oh, sorry, Jay. One more question from Jay. Fan, charcoal or electric grill? Charcoal all day. But depending on where you're at, you might not be able to use charcoal or have open flame, or you can't have the smoke or whatever, whatever. So you have to do the electric. If you do electric, get the wood chips. Do what you can. But charcoal all day. So it's best to have a gas grill that has both. Make sure I answered all the questions. Yes, okay. So, organic dope. Their first question, what's your take on fat-free food? Fat-free food is not, you shouldn't eat it. If you're trying to be healthy, because I am also living a healthy lifestyle, it's weird. I know you guys are like, wait, what? What's going on? So on my personal Instagram, I'm working out, I'm eating better. But on Fat Girl Chronicles, I'm also doing my treat meals. So you see that I'm eating these fun things. So people always ask me, like, Vicky, how are you, like, being healthy? Like, because I'm not constantly eating, you know, heavier foods all the time. I am eating healthy all the time. Like, all my meals are healthy except for when I indulge. So if I'm going out Saturday night, I'm gonna try a new burger place. Monday, through up until Saturday night, I'm eating healthy, balanced, high vegetable quality protein food. Sunday, back again, the same thing. So, you know, just don't overindulge. So with the fat-free food, if they take out the fat, they put other stuff in. So anytime someone says fat-free, sugar-free, blah, 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 it's going to be packed with artificial stuff. So don't do that. So what you should do is just have the food, whatever it is, but in moderation. Don't have like 5 pounds of bacon. No, eat a smaller amount. That's all you have to do with any of this. Smaller amounts. So if you get like the burger as big as your head, don't eat it in one sitting. Like, I'll get these foods, but it goes for like 3-4 days. It's multiple meals for me. That's why I say it's Vicky meals, because I eat smaller meals. That's all you do. So don't do fat-free stuff. Get the full fat or light fat and moderate it. That's it. Another question from Organic Dope on Instagram. What's the goat sauce? I guess I'm going to say goat as in greatest of all time. So what's the greatest sauce ever? I should ask you exactly what you meant by that one. I'm sorry. So if we're going to go with goat, greatest of all time, what's the one sauce I can't live without? What's the one sauce you need in life? I don't know. Ketchup? Right? Because when I'm trying to be healthier, you gotta watch your sugar intake and blah, blah, blah. Ketchup has sugar. That's the one that hits me the most is ketchup. Heinz. Ketchup. Right? I don't know. Then you have Frank's Red Hot Sauce. That's another staple of mine. Like Vidalia Onion Salad Dressing. But if we're doing sauce, are we talking like Bolognese, Alfredo, like those type of sauce, pesto, then give me my classic marinara sauce. Again, I guess it's the tomato-based sauces. I'm gonna guess that that's the question you were trying to ask and you were going for, because I did not, I meant to follow up like, yo, what exactly do you mean in terms of the goat sauce? I like curry goat. I don't know. Okay. Another question, what would your perfect fast food restaurant sell? Huh. My perfect fast food restaurant would sell rice and beans, mofongo, plantains, fried pork chops like my mom makes them, and therefore I have to have ice cold applesauce, chunky. I guess it's a good quality lemonade. In terms of dessert, classic vanilla, classic hot fudge sundae done right. Right? I guess. That's weird, right? Oh, I want to say macaroni and cheese, but so many people screw it up that I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't touch it. I would leave it alone. What's your scale for candy? Ranking 1 to 5. Oh, top 5 candy. Oh, that's hard. So, number one, I'm not going to go in any particular order after I say what my number one is, because it just kind of falls wherever. So, number one, hands down, Snickers. If you don't pick Snickers, you're cracked out. What is wrong with you? It should be number one, Snickers. The gooiness, the peanuts, the chocolate. It has everything that you could possibly want, and you could OD on them. Like, I've made myself sick from eating so many Snickers. Two, gummy bears. I can tell you, hands down, gummy bears will fight Snickers. But quality gummy bears, like the 12 flavor gummy bears, not these dollar store gummy bears, not the hard gummy bears. They have to be nice, soft, chewy, and in like, if it doesn't have a blue raspberry in it, then it's not the right gummy bears, okay? Then that two. Three, Reese's peanut butter cups. I love Reese's. Reese's is so good. Reese's. Four, Almond Joys. I love Almond Joys. I mean, who doesn't? Because you have that chocolate, milk chocolate Almond Joys. But I'll take a dark chocolate, whatever. That coconut cream in there and the almonds. So good. Number five, see, number five is a hard one. Because I've listed the top four that is part of my life. Number five, it could be a mixture of anything at that point. I'm going to go with Raisinets. Doesn't matter, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Doesn't matter, they're amazing. Sorry. Take Raisinets off. Raisinets gets an honorable mention. The Snow Caps. But not the Snow Caps. So, like those, like non-Pirels, that's what they're called. But the mint ones. So it's like it's a white chocolate, minty flavored non-Pirels. The little sprinkles or whatever on them. Those. That'll round out my top five. So number one is your Snickers. Number two is Gummy Bears. Number three, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. What did I say for number four? Almond Joy. Number five, minty non-Pirels. I know that's weird. Okay, and then the last question of the day. Let's see. Sriracha, Tobacco, Chalupa, Texas Pete, and Crystal. Who you taking for best hot sauce depending on meal? Frank's Red Hot. It's not even in the list. Frank's Red Hot. Because it has a flavoring. It's not just spice. And I appreciate Sriracha. I appreciate all of them. I like all of them. But I have bottles of Frank's Red Hot in my kitchen right now. And I just put it on some chicken. And I put it on my eggs. I put it on a lot of stuff. Like, just like the commercial says. I put that on everything. Okay. So I think those are all the questions. Guys, I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you to everybody who asked questions. I really appreciate it. Maybe I'll do another Q&A. Shout out to everybody. You guys are amazing. Thank you for constantly listening, hitting those downloads. Truly appreciate it. We're constantly growing, and that's all that matters. I really appreciate everybody. Totally. We got some great things coming up. I'm going to take a vacation. So while I'm on vacation, follow that Instagram. You're going to see all the fun foods I'm going to eat. I'm going to do podcast episodes on some of those places. I have doing the Sterling Brunch that was featured on Worth It. I'm checking that out to tell you if it's worth it, guys. I'm going to tell you. And I'm just going to just really have fun, okay? And then also checking out the Blue Box Cafe. It's at Tiffany's in New York in Manhattan. You're going to check out that. It's going to be another podcast episode. I think that one's going to be with Kate. So she'll be back again because everybody loves Kate. We love Kate. She's awesome. Might be some pictures as well because we're going to be ridiculous wearing pearls and fascinators and everything else because we are that. And that's about it. There's going to be more things coming. I'm going to partner with more restaurants. I think you guys really enjoy the Metro Diner. So I want to partner with more places, do more giveaways. That was a lot of fun. So as always, please check us out on the social media. Check us out on Facebook, Fat Girl Chronicles, Twitter at Fat Girl NJ, Instagram at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, and hit that email. Let us know what you're thinking. If you have ideas, fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Wait, I forgot. Sorry, really quick. Orange Vanilla Coke. Tried it out. It's okay. You're better off with the polar seltzer water of orange vanilla. No sugar. It's better. I'm sorry. It's not. Ugh. The orange vanilla wasn't good. It wasn't. It was supposed to be like a creamsicle. If you're doing orange vanilla, it was just okay. Like, it didn't. Their cherry vanilla is better. It just wasn't. It was just okay. Sorry. Don't, you know, don't Don't buy the case. Buy, like, a can if you really want to try it. Okay? Meh. That's all I got for you. Alright, guys. Hope you enjoy this. Please like, subscribe, and share. Download. Hit that 5-star review. It really helps us to grow. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Batgirl Chronicles. Batgirl Chronicles. Batgirl Chronicles. I love food.